Anti-Semitism at the Universities, Crisis in Education, Moral Clarity from Congress. Judicial Watch. Americans don't look to Congress for moments of riveting moral clarity, but that's what Representative Elise Stefanik, Republican of New York, delivered on December 6. The occasion was a sleepy hearing of the Committee on Education and the Workforce. Testifying before the committee on the upsurge of anti-Semitism on college campuses were three leaders at the pinnacle of elite American education: University of Pennsylvania President Liz Majell, MIT President Sally Kornbluth, and Harvard President Claudine Gay. Stefanik was stewing. She had been trying for the entire hearing to get the college presidents on the record condemning shocking reports of anti-Jewish and anti-Israel practices, only to be politely, smugly swatted away with legalisms and bureaucratic prattle. The October 7th Hamas mass murders in Israel kicked off a new wave of anti-Semitism, but conservatives have long been pointing to increasing intolerance at America's elite institutions, particularly when it comes to the treatment of right-leaning intellectuals. Harvard leads the way. Nearly a decade ago, former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, a Harvard graduate, warned in a speech to the graduating class that, on many college campuses, it is liberals trying to repress conservative ideas, even as conservative faculty members are at risk of becoming an endangered species. And perhaps nowhere is that more true than here in the Ivy League. A new study by the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression ranked Harvard dead last for free speech out of 248 schools surveyed. The speech climate at Harvard, the study noted, is abysmal. Professor Gay, the Harvard president, has been complicit in the war against conservative thought for years. The Wall Street Journal notes she had roles opposing law professor Ronald Sullivan for working on the defense team of a serial sex offender, Harvey Weinstein, and data science professor David Kane, who had the gall to invite controversial, bell curve, author Charles Murray to Harvard. Professor Kane's contract was not renewed. You don't have to be a fan of Weinstein or the bell curve to recognize a grievous assault on free academic discourse here. In recent weeks, as well, Professor Gay has come under scrutiny for allegedly plagiarizing the work of legal scholar Carol Swain and others. Harvard brushed off the plagiarism charges, saying it found only a few instances of inadequate citation and no research misconduct. Swain is irate, telling media outlets that Gay plagiarized my work as well as several other people. Representative Stefanik, also a Harvard graduate, has been fighting the culture wars from Congress. Her goal at the hearing seemed simple: get the university presidents to condemn campus upheaval, particularly the calls for the genocide of the Jews. Mass murder, genocide, bad. It doesn't seem complicated, but the university presidents had another view. Genocide is a matter of context, they explained. The genocide of the Jews is a context-dependent decision, in the words of UPenn President McGill. It was a fascinating C-SPAN moment. To a conservative observer, decades of the academic left's proselytizing Marxist moral relativism, the dominant mode of thought in American higher education for a generation, came rushing to the witness table and out of the mouths of the presidents. And to even a casual observer, it was clear that Representative Stefanik was struggling to keep her head from exploding.